Dean, just to start off, the last couple games you've been up in the box. If you could just maybe comment on that change, what led to it, and how you might be benefiting from that.
Well, what led to it a little bit was getting ready for Miami and kind of going into that game. A little bit, some of their personnel things dictate a lot what we end up calling, and sometimes it's difficult to get that information from the box, maybe down to the sideline in time to make the call and get it in. And so what we did was we tried. I've coordinated from up there. In fact, most of when I coordinated in college, most of the time I was upstairs. So we wanted to try it to see if Bill and I talked about it, to see if I could see things maybe a little better and get them in a little quicker and try to get the calls in quicker. And it seemed to work out pretty good in Miami, so we tried it again this last week, and it's going to be kind of a week-to-week thing based on what the other team does. But it seems to, you can actually see the game better and see the problems and things like that develop easier from up there than you can on the sideline. You don't have to have somebody tell you.
And Dean, while you can maybe see it better, I would imagine it also takes you a little bit further away from the playing field. How has it affected sort of your feel for the game in that regard?
Well, the only thing it really has affected is, you know, I spent a lot of times, because you got Bill down there. It's a little different in our situation with Bill there, that he can really speak to the defense. A lot of times he would speak to the front seven while I was speaking maybe to the secondary or the linebackers in the secondary. The only difference is he kind of now speaks to the whole group. That's maybe the only downside, is I'm not as close maybe to the secondary and to the players, but the upside of it is that, you know, we can get all the corrections a little, maybe a little quicker and a little cleaner into what actually happened. Sometimes in those first games, we were just kind of trying to figure out what actually happened and kind of work that way. I think right now we got a pretty good grasp on, if there is a problem, here's the problem, here's how we can fix it, and certainly, you know, Bill can relay it to the whole defense down there.
Dean, is there any concern that this late into the season that Gerard Mayo could be wearing down given all the snaps that he's taken this year?
Well, there's always concern on all players that they all got to take snaps. It's just that time of the year where, you know, everybody's gearing up for, everybody's trying to make a run for the playoffs and to do as best we can each game, and doesn't matter what team you're on, whatever, everybody's gotta maybe pull a little extra duty. Everybody's got teams that are probably banged up, and guys are out and guys are missing, and more guys are taking more snaps, and hey, that's just the way it is. It's there's nothing you can do about it. Really, to say it's a concern, it's always a concern on all the players, not just Gerard Mayo. But it is what it is. So it's a concern, but you just kind of go on and say, look, you got to deal with it, and they got to deal with it, and they understand it, and we understand it.
You have to watch it closer when it's a rookie who's never been through the late season grind before?
Oh, I don't know. It's you don't know that, because he is a rookie and he hasn't been through it, so you really don't know whether that's the case or not. It could go the other way, too, because he's such a young, vibrant guy. It may be easier on him to go through the late season than it might be an older guy that maybe wears down quicker. So there's no real way of telling. I think every guy's going to be different. I mean, there's some guys that get stronger as the year goes on. I mean, you guys have all wrote about running backs that seem to get stronger as the year goes, and the more carries they have, the stronger they get. Oh, that could be the same thing true on defense. You just don't know. Every guy's an individual case.
Dean, Richard Seymour was on the radio yesterday lobbying for a little more playing time on third down. How difficult are those decisions for you as a coach? You know, obviously he's maybe the most talented defensive player you have, but it's not like you can put him out there for every single snap. So how do you determine where and when he plays?
Well, that's a staff decision, and Bill really plays an important role in that. Bill really does an awful lot of the personnel decisions, and we sit down and talk about what the scheme's going to be and how we're going to play it and what's the best way that we can do it as a team, and what's the best way we can rotate players, how can we do this, how can we do that, and it's going to be different every week, game to game, based on what the other team does. And so we just kind of sit down at the beginning of the week and kind of throughout the whole week, see how the week goes, and determine how that's going to go into the game. And then really, when it comes to personnel decisions, You know, I certainly have input, but Bill's the final say on that.
Can you see where Richard's coming from when he says, you know, I feel like our best players should be on the field on the most important down?
Well, we always try to put what we think is the best situation and the best players on the field at, for that situation. So it's every player, I'm sure, wants to play more, would like to play all the time, and all I can tell you is that, you know, we make the decision based on what we think the situation is and who should be on there at that time.
Dean, we've talked about the secondary and third down for much of the season. What are you seeing when teams are converting, especially on the third and longs? It seems like has become more of a problem, I guess, is the best way to put it. You know, Pittsburgh convert a lot of third and five, third and seven, third and ten. Are you seeing anything that's happening or not happening that should or shouldn't be?
Well, generally it's just something different every day on time, and it's usually dealing with some kind of a technique problem is really where that's what bothered me about this last game is that we've got everybody covered but a guy, and generally it was a technique problem more than it was anything else. There's some times where I would certainly say, hey, we could be in a better defense, we could be in a better call, it might have been not the best situation. Hey, sometimes you know that happens, and you just sit there and you say, well, you know, hey, they got me on that one. But, you know, we just got to do a better job of doing some of the techniques that we do, and I think sometimes we, you know, we just got to do a better job of that. I don't think it's any one particular thing that I can put my finger on. It seems like every time I write something down, it's something different or it's a different guy. It's, you know, we got to do better across the board.
Is it more frustrating when it's a technique thing? Because I assume that's something you guys work on from training camp. Is the technique that you're looking for, as opposed to, like you said, if you call one defense and they just beat that defense, it's a little bit different.
Yeah, it is. It does become frustrating. It becomes frustrating if it's especially something that you know that you've emphasized during the week and maybe you give it up, and that's frustrating. Sometimes that's the case. Sometimes it's not the case. I mean, sometimes, too, the offensive player just makes a better play than the defensive player, and you kind of look at those, and the guy makes a great throw, or the guy's diving catch, or falls, you know, 2 inches off the ground, the guy makes a sliding catch. You know, you got to live with some of those. You're not going to get them all. But certainly, we have got to do better on third down than what we've been doing. And just, like I say, across the board, all players and me included.
Dean, there was one third down play in particular that I wanted to ask you about. It was a third and two from the 18 in the third quarter. You guys were trying to get your sub package onto the field, and at the snap, three guys rushed from Roethlisberger's right, and he had an easy dump off to Miller, the tight end.
Mm-hmm.
Can I assume that wasn't the way that it was designed? That in the maybe in the pre-snap confusion, someone went the wrong way.
Well, yeah, you can assume that is correct. What actually happened was the safety didn't get down. He's supposed to actually be on the tight end, bump and run, and he was playing off. And he got the call late, but part of the problem with that call getting in there late was we had some confusion of what personnel they had in the huddle because they ran the tight end on and then turned around. He went all the way to the huddle and then turned around and ran back off. And we put in another package, and then we made a call late, which should have been an illegal substitution, but it wasn't. So, but anyhow, we got kind of caught on it, and the safety came down late. But you're right. We should have been up there pointed on the tight end.
Dean, I'm just curious if seeing James Harrison have a big game against you guys brought back any memories with the history that you had with him.
Well, it's interesting. You know, it's with James Harrison, the last game of the season in 2001 at Kent State, there's one play left in the season. We're 5-5. Kent State hadn't had a winning season in 20 years, and we're playing Miami of Ohio, and Roethlisberger is the quarterback. And they got the ball on the 20-yard line going in. We're up 24-20. And we know this is going to be the last play, or probably the last play. It's a fourth down. Unless they convert a first down. And I remember calling a pressure where we called timeout, and I pulled Harrison over the side and put him on the left side and said, look, you got to get this guy. And they were in the shotgun, and by the time the ball got to the quarterback, to Roethlisberger, Harrison had him sacked. And so I've seen that on the good side, and I've seen it on the bad side, but he was a really excellent player for me.
Didn't he have 5 sacks that game? Was that...
Yeah, in the Miami game, yeah. And we end up beating them, and it's the first time they'd kind of beaten Miami in who knows how long, and we end up with a winning season. So it was a big play, and obviously he was a very big part of that whole year.
Your final question?
Dean, I was just wondering what the lack of turnovers for the team, can you read into that, and does it indicate anything?
We're just what you read into it. We're not creating enough. We just got to hit the second and third guys coming in on the pile. Just got to try to get the ball out a little bit more. We got to do a little better job, playing the ball in the air. When you don't get turnovers, it's generally because, you got one guy tackling the guy, maybe not two or three knocking the ball off. And or secondly, you're not playing the ball in the air. We've had a few chances where we've dropped the ball, which would have helped us overall. But it's always a concern. Yeah, you want to create turnovers. I mean, the turnover the other night to start the game out led to a score, which got us off to a good start. Unfortunately, we didn't get any after that, and we just got to keep working on trying to get them.
Have you, just as a follow-up, have you seen a lack of the second and third guy getting in there?
No, not necessarily. I just haven't seen us necessarily ripping the ball off the guy. So we just got to keep emphasizing that point. We've had plenty of times when we've had two and three guys in on the tackle, but I think, we're just making the tackle. We just got to do a better job of trying to maybe strip the ball out of there and get the ball off the runner when we get him held up.
Thanks, everyone. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Time, Dean.
You bet.